It's time to spring into action. Get ready to recharge, reboot, and get results this month by listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the host who likes to kick success into overdrive. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Financial Friday. Today, we're going to talk about the fact that you are worthy, and I'm going to give you two wealth keys to always remember. And if you keep these two keys at the forefront of your mind in your daily work ethic and through almost anything and through anything that you do, then you will come out a success every single time. But we're going to talk about the fact that you are worthy first, and then along the way I'm going to give you those two wealth keys to always remember. Before I get to that, I just want to remind you guys that we have a free infographic on our website at designingyourlifetoday.com. You can download that infographic absolutely free. And also, we had Melinda Emerson on our show yesterday. And if you missed that interview and you are interested in becoming an entrepreneur, or you're an entrepreneur who you're looking to thrive in your business and you want some great tips that will put you back on track or put you on track, then listen to yesterday's interview with the small biz lady. She is full of energy. She's exciting, and she's extremely smart when it comes to sharing information about running a business. So you want to check her out. And also, once you're done listening to the interview, if you're inspired by what you've heard, pick up her book. You can actually get her book. It's called Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. And see, even if you're in business, this is a great book to have as a part of your inventory, because if you can actually go through that book and see what steps you missed along the way, which might account for some of the challenges that you're having. And so it's a great book to pick up. It's not expensive. We have the link right there for you so that you can pick the book up, or you can download it or order the book. And we've made it very convenient. Not only that, it's at designingyourlifetoday.com/resources. It is now one of our eighth book for entrepreneurs that we recommend for entrepreneurs. And so you want to go and check it all out, you guys. Okay, let's talk about the fact that you are worthy. And then I'm going to give you two keys to always remember. You know, here's the thing about being worthy. Fear of failure and fear of success, it stems basically from the same thing. And so it stems basically from a lack of self-acceptance. So if you're having challenges earning the kind of monies that you think that you deserve to earn, getting the promotions that you believe you should get, and moving forward in your business and thriving in life, then maybe you want to take a look at self-acceptance. And we don't like to think of ourselves as not accepting who we are. And sometimes people will say, oh, I love myself, I accept myself. But the minute someone corrects them, they get offended. Or the minute someone says, oh, well, you know, I do it differently, they start to make excuses as to why they are doing it the way they're doing, or they say, oh, well, okay, I'll just do what you do. And so those are kind of signs that there is no self-acceptance at that point, that person is trying to fit in. And if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be successful in your direct sales business or any type of business, there's a certain level of independent thinking that has to take place before you can get to where it is you want to be. And let's face it, this is Financial Friday, so we're talking about how do you increase your income. And so what I'm getting at here is that in order for you to increase your income, you have to be an independent thinker. And of course, to be an independent thinker, you have to go towards entrepreneurship. Because if you work for someone, unless you're the one who's like way, way up in upper management, and you still work for someone, but you may have a little more flexibility. But for the most part, it's important that you kind of put yourself in a position so you can run your own show. Yeah, I've often heard people say, well, you know, I have to have a job or I have to work for someone. And here's the thing about this. If you think of yourself as an independent contractor, even though you're on that job, you're going to bring your very best. In other words, imagine that someone has given you a contract and there's a time limit on that contract and they can choose to renew or not. Because see, whether you work for someone or whether you own your own business, the reality of it is that you have to have a certain level of self-acceptance in order to do that phenomenal job so that you can get to where you want to be. Now, when we talk about the fact that you are worthy, it is important to understand that in order to feel worthy, you have to have that certain level of self-acceptance. Every successful person must go through that crucial point, you know, where we kind of face ourselves squarely and we declare our own independence to ourselves. We have to let ourselves know, listen, this is my life and I'm going to live it on the highest and best level, and we're not going to settle. And so you have to go through that point when you start to cross over into feeling worthy, being worthy, and actually receiving the benefits of that. And the point at which you can look yourself squarely in the face and declare your own independence, at that point in time, what comes with that is kind of what makes us sometimes back away from whether we are worthy or not. And of course, what comes with that is we have to also face that we do, in fact, have some weaknesses. A lot of times, we don't want to face our weaknesses. We don't even want to even think about the fact that we are not perfect. And the truth of the matter is that we do have weaknesses. And I know, I think a few shows back, I said that nobody's perfect. And I say that often. And what I said was I was going to stop saying that because, well, according to the Bible, you are made perfect through Jesus Christ. So if you accept Jesus, then there you have it. You're perfect. However, the truth of the matter is you're still in this fleshly body and you got to press toward that mark. You got to work toward being your highest and best. It's not just because you say it that you're there. So my point is that you do have those weaknesses that are going to pop up. But here's the beautiful part about this is that even though you have to acknowledge some of those weaknesses in order to get to your worthiness, see, it's not about, and see, don't confuse weaknesses with beating yourself up or saying all the things that you're not. No, weaknesses, it's all about acknowledging what you're not as good at that you might need in order to get to where it is you want to be. And that's okay if you're not good at something because there's someone else out there who is. And so you can make that connection. That's the beautiful part about fruitful relationships. So the key is, though, is to be aware of the weaknesses and not be that know-it-all or that person who hides behind the facade where you want to pretend that you're perfect. And every time someone says something and it seems as though they're smarter than you, you want to pretend that you are equally as smart. And, you know, in my book, it's like, I don't know if there's such a thing as like one person being smarter than another. I know we have certified geniuses and that kind of thing. However, we all have a certain level of genius. We all have certain gifts and talents. For example, I'm really good at writing. I'm really good at speaking. And I have other talents that I'm very good at. However, when it comes to decorating a house, okay, my house gets decorated based on the magazine or based on an interior decorator coming in and looking and saying, okay, this is what's going to make this pop. This is what's going to make this look good. Why? That's not my forte. Can I match my clothes? Yeah. Why? Because I go in the store and I see a dress that I like. I keep it simple. I buy dresses, so I don't have to worry about matching a top to that. So I very seldom wear skirts. And it's not that I can't match. It's that, first of all, I don't have that kind of time. Secondly, it's too much thinking for me. But the thing is that someone else, on the other hand, they can mix and match and do it I mean, as though they were born to do it. Okay, they probably were. And so they're very good at that. So my point is, when we talk about weaknesses, don't take that so personally to the point where you kind of let your ego convince you that you're not worthy and that you're not good enough. You know, you're always good enough. The only thing that makes you not good enough is when you think you're not good enough. Now, but here's the point that I'm getting at when we talk about being able to face yourself and look at you and declare that independence and say, this is who I am. And at that point, you have to accept the weaknesses, but along with that also comes your strengths. You have to accept those too. Your courage. You have to pay attention to how courageous you are for even wanting to face your ability to do something great, to do what you were born to do, and your know-how. Listen, we all have know-how on a certain level. And when you can kind of take the fact or acknowledge the fact that, yeah, I have some weaknesses, but I also have some strengths, and I'm pretty courageous because I'm stepping out and I have some know-how. This is kind of your point of true liberation. That's the point at which you're going to realize that you are worthy and you are going to embrace the best of who you are. And so it is a statement of the fact that you are done waiting for approval from other people when you can actually tell yourself that you're worthy. You know, we all know the power of self-approval. When you can approve of yourself, and I like to pick on Kanye West a little bit because this guy is so out there. And the truth of the matter is I don't know if he's like a creative genius or if he's like, you know, the other side. But either way, he has the courage to step out there. And I actually believe he has some know-how when he speaks up about the things that he can do. I mean, he has a track record of some level of of accomplishments, being able to do some things and do them successfully. So that implies strength and courage and know-how. And so that's why I like to use him, because he's one of these people who could care less about someone else's approval. He could care less about how we look at him and what we think about him. This guy is all over the page. And I mean, he blurts things out like he's immature, but the media catches it, and you know what? They run with it. And so my point here is, are you willing to, okay, not do that, but are you willing to give yourself that kind of self-approval? Whatever it is you're setting, stepping out to do. If you've written a brand new book, or if you've written a new screenplay, or if you just open a new business, if you've just gone into a multi-level marketing business and just started it. I mean, what's holding you back from stepping out there and connecting with people that can help you go to the next level? Sometimes when we don't give ourselves that self-approval, then we've convinced ourselves that we're not worthy. So we find our worthiness through other people. In other words, we expect someone else to go before us to blaze that trail so we can hang on to their coattail. But the truth of the matter is, the trailblazer is moving way too fast. And so if you expect to hang on to that trailblazer's coattail, listen, you might be able to hold on, but eventually you're not. You're going to have to stand on your own because you're going to fall off. They're going to shake you off and keep on blazing. You won't be able to keep up. Why? Because the two don't match. And this brings me to the first wealth key. We reap what we sow. Now, in life, our lives manifest our dominant thoughts, right? However, in this case, and I'm going to kind of talk about both sides of this reap sow idea. If in this case, I use the blazing trail, the person who's blazing the trail, and you're trying to hold on, and all of a sudden they shake you off and they're moving forward without you. And it's not as though, and sometimes people get upset and they say, oh, he only thinks about himself or she only thinks about herself. But it doesn't mean that that's what's going on. What's happening is they have reached a certain level of self-approval. They know that they're worthy. So they're going for it. And while you're sitting back, wrestling with your own confidence and courage, courage, then they're moving forward. And so even if you hold on to their tail, because we reap what we sow, and you're not sowing an energy of confidence and courage and strength and know-how, then you guys are going to repel one another. You guys aren't going to be able to hang out together. You won't be able to keep up unless you reach that same level of self-approval. If you decide that you're worthy. So what are you sowing here? What you have to sow is the dominant thought that you do have the know-how, whatever it is you want to do, that you have the know-how, that you have the capability. And if you're listening to this saying, yeah, but there are some things I want to do. Okay, but I really don't have the know-how. I got to go to school for this stuff. You know what? You know how to go to school. So you've got some know-how. Start with what you have and build on that. And that's going to take you to another level. And so now you're sowing a different kind of seed. The mere fact that you take a step towards your own success, towards being responsible for achieving your own goals, now you're starting to sow some really great seeds. So guess what? That trailblazer may keep blazing a trail, but guess what they're going to do? They're going to take you with them and to the point where you're going to learn some things, and then you're going to become strong in your own right, and you're going to be blazing your own trail. And who knows? You might pass the trailblazer. Who knows? But it's not about who passes whom. It's not about that. What it is about is you knowing that you're worthy and you stepping up and stepping out. So that first wealth key to always remember is that we reap what we sow. Our lives manifest our dominant thoughts. So it's kind of like just as whatever seed you plant in the ground, that's the plant that you're going to get. So that which you focus your attention on, it actually multiplies. So you want to put your attention on how worthy you are, how amazing you are, how magnificent you are, how awesome you are, how incredibly powerful you are. You know, I had a problem using the word power in relation to myself, because when I was a speaker, I got the moniker, the power lady. And that was given to me by various people in the audience and in different parts of the country. And I've shared the story on other episodes before. And I was asking someone, hey, should I go back to the power lady? You know, and they said, yeah, you should go back to that because people are still calling you that. Now, this was several years ago. And people are still calling you that. So I was thinking and doing some soul searching, and there it was. You know, I always share with you guys that, you know, I read my scriptures in the morning, and there it was right there, you know, in the scripture. And it says that power belongs to God. And then it goes on to talk about the fact that we belong to God, those of us who abide in Him. So if I abide in Him and it says He abides in me, so yeah, that makes me the power lady. But here's the beauty of it. It makes you a power lady or a powerful man also. So my point here is that whatever you focus your attention on, it's going to multiply. So you want to focus on a self-image that is just impeccable, that is so pristine and so sharp. And it doesn't have to be rooted in perfection. Don't worry about the perfect part. Just worry about you stepping up and sowing the best seeds and the right seeds by deciding to only focus on and move toward what you want. You are able to raise your self-image. You're now able to claim your worthiness. And each time you dwell on inadequacies, then you're going to decrease your self-assurance. You're going to decrease your self-approval. And you're going to start to convince yourself that you aren't worthy. If you aren't where you want to be today, and you believe in your heart of hearts that there's more to you than meets the eye, than what you're delivering, and more to you than what you're receiving into your life, then I'm here to tell you that you want to start sowing some very different seeds. Once again, that wealth key is one that you always want to remember. So how do you connect that to your life on a daily basis? Here's a great technique that you can use. At the end of the day, when you wind down, and just before you go to sleep, or whenever you have a quiet moment, reflect on your day and ask yourself the question, what types of seeds did I plant today? Did I plant anger seeds? Did I plant gossip seeds? Did I plant complaining seeds? Or did I plant prosperous seeds? Did I plant strong worth ethic seeds? Did I plant seeds of responsibility? Did I plant seeds of entrepreneurship? What kinds of seeds did you plant? Put a name to what you did throughout that day. And I can assure you, you're going to be able to pinpoint why you're not getting what it is you want in your life. And that hopefully will inspire you to say, you know what, I'm worth more than this. So I am worthy. And so I am going to prove myself worthy, not to everybody else, but to you, by planting the seeds and sowing the seeds that will bring you the return that you want. By the way, I often find that people think that the object of the game to get more wealth is to just kind of work all the time. Listen, if that worked, people who work three jobs would be richer than the richest, but they're not. So I want to give you a little key about sowing seeds. Did you sow any money seeds? Now, how do you sow a money seed? Now, you could sow a money seed through tithing. And listen, nobody's ever going to convince me. I don't care what they say. Nobody's ever going to convince me that I shouldn't tithe. Why? Because when I give, I find that the return is incredible. And I'm not doing it just so I can get a return. I'm doing it in the spirit of obedience. So because of that kind of energy, I'm getting an amazing return back into my life. So I'm never going to not do that. Okay, so unless I just wake up one day and, all right, I'm never going to not do that. Let's not even go there. So the point I'm getting at is, in order for you to get a monetary return, you have to give and you have to plant the seeds that you want. Here's another thing, not just tithing, but also how much are you investing in your own career, in your own future? I'm always amazed how people expect to be, wealthy, and they want to make lots of money, but then they go in with this minimalist mentality. When they go into direct sales, they buy tiny, tiny little bit of the product, and they only try one or two pieces of the product. Now, I'm not making fun of anybody, because some people say, well, this is all I can afford. That's very different, because you're in the spirit of energy, you're giving all you have. So, but when you are kind of, you know, sticking your toe in the water just to see, you know, if it's good or not, if it's warm enough or if it's too cold or whatever the case is before you jump in, well, there's no faith in that. All right, so just keep that in mind. Another way that you can sow seeds into yourself to get a return is to invest in some self-improvement courses, invest in courses that are that will teach you a different type of skill. And you say, well, when I say different type of skill, I'm not talking going so far. Like, for example, if you're a writer, I'm not going to go out and become a mechanic tomorrow. However, if I did decide to go out and take a class, a mechanics class, guess what I'm going to learn? I'm going to learn how to connect the dots so that I can get a finished product. So my point is, you can learn something from everything that you do. However, be wise in your choices, but invest some money into you. Don't expect everything free. I hear people say, oh, I could get it on the internet for free. Do you know that the people who are giving you all the free stuff, do you know that they're loaded? Have you noticed that? They're giving and they're getting far more. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg is a billionaire and then some. I think he's number 5 on the Forbes 400 wealthiest men in the world list. So, but Facebook is free. Okay, granted, unless you're buying advertising, that's a whole different story. However, this guy is a mega billionaire. So do you get it? See, so he's sowing seeds. He's not just sowing, he's giving things away free, which is money out of his pocket, so to speak. So he's sowing and he's getting back. So take a lesson from that. Okay, let's go to prosperity key number 2 or wealth key number 2. Okay, wealth key number 2, and this is one you always want to remember too, is that as human beings, we always set out to prove ourselves right. Have you ever noticed that even if you're wrong, you kind of want to try and convince people to come on over to your side because you've kind of stepped out there now and everybody's looking at you, and so your ego is now taking over and instead of humility kicking in and you just say, okay, I'm wrong. We let our egos take over, and we have to be have a certain appearance or be viewed a certain way. We care about what other people think. So that means that we have to always prove ourselves right. We all have the need to be right. I mean, that's just something we want to be right because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel smart. So we want to prove that whatever we believe is in fact true. We don't want to say, you know what, I've been believing this thing for years, and even though you know it's not working, you're still hanging on to that thing. But we don't want to admit that it's not working. Well, that's the nature of consciousness. So if we have an unconscious low self-esteem or lack of self-approval or anything that takes us away from our highest and best, then we're going to need to prove ourselves right and produce a life that supports that internal image. So this is something that sometimes we're not even aware of. And the truth of the matter, it's amazing how we mastermind a life plot that proves we're not good at something. I mean, in this day and time, I'm so amazed at how people are convincing themselves that they're not good at anything. Number one, by always apologizing and always coming from a position of low self-esteem and a lack of confidence and not being sure that whatever they're saying and standing on that and being okay with it. It's okay if you're wrong. You know, I'm wrong a lot. You know, do I like it? No. But I'm also right, more so than I'm wrong. See, there it is. It's coming out already. I'm proving myself right. But anyway, so the point is that this is a wealth key, because depending on what the script is in your head that you're telling yourself, then you can actually stop yourself from achieving your highest and best. So that's why it's a wealth key that you always want to remember. And so why not prove yourself right in the spirit of wealth, in a spirit of success? So when people say, you know, money doesn't matter. So, you know, they're going to prove themselves right by being so magnanimous to the point where they're going to give to other people, and they're going to keep giving and they're going to keep giving. And then when you check their credit report, you're going to find that they are not paying their own bills. Why? Because they're shunning the very substance that they need in order to pay that bill, in order to get it paid, to keep it current. So my point here is that since you know, and since we know that we have that need to prove ourselves right, why don't we prove ourselves right in the realm of wealth, in the realm of riches, in the realm of true success? Why don't we prove we can succeed? I mean, it really doesn't take much effort to fail. And I hear people always, you know, call themselves names or talk about themselves in a manner that's less than their greatest. And I've said it once and I'll say it again. I cannot even imagine that God made people who were less than, because he didn't. I don't care what anybody says. That's all kind of fleshly stuff that people are told. You're a certain ethnic group, so we're going to put you in this group, and we're going to give you 10 points. You're in this group, we're going to give you 20. Oh, you're in that group, so you're 30 points right off the bat. Ignore all of that. That's man-made stuff. And let me tell you something. If you want to have wealth, you must embrace the idea that you're worthy. It's not about your color. It's not about your gender. It's not about any of that stuff. It's about these two wealth keys that I just mentioned to you. One is you reap what you sow, and the other is we always prove ourselves right. And ourselves right. And so you really want to start to concentrate on reasons why your life work. Don't concentrate on reasons why it doesn't work. Concentrate on reasons why you can make something happen. Don't concentrate on reasons why you can't make it happen. You know, I have a very big goal set this year, and actually I set an extremely large goal for the first quarter of this year. And my focus is on how can I make it happen? How can I reach it? I see myself reaching it. I don't see not reaching that goal. Why? Because I don't want to, I want to prove myself right on the side of prosperity, on the side of wealth, on the side of riches, on the side of being able to reach this goal, because the goal is going to help a lot of other people. And so I'm focused on that part, and that's where my focus is going to stay. So when we talk about being worthy, that's the importance of understanding your worthiness and embracing the worthiness that is in you, because you are in fact worthy. So as we wrap up for today, I want to suggest to you that you write down go back once again at the end of the day, reflect back on not just today, but reflect back on, let's say, the last week, and look at what areas in which you've been trying to prove yourself right. You know, oh, I'm so slow. Oh, I'm so clumsy. You know, what have you been saying to yourself? Because you know what? You're going to prove yourself right in that area. And so if these are things that are counterproductive to you being your highest and best, then replace those statements with something else. Instead of saying, I'm so clumsy, you're not clumsy. I mean, if you have 2 feet and you're able to walk, I mean, goodness, who doesn't trip up every now and then? You know, it happens. So that doesn't make you a clumsy person. It just means that you fell or you almost tripped. You know, it's a human thing. So don't make a bigger deal of it than it is. Start telling yourself something else. Start telling yourself, hey, I've got 2 solid feet. And if your feet are like mine, they're kind of flat. So you definitely can stand on those. But not for long. No. Anyway, the point is that you can tell yourself something very differently, and you can position yourself to feel worthy, and you can get what you want. Now, a few minutes ago, I said that if your feet are like mine, they're flat, then you can really stand, because, you know, flat surfaces, well, they don't move. But here's the thing. I want to say one last thing about that since I opened my mouth and put that out there. Now, a person with flat feet will tell you that running is not exactly a pleasant experience. Now, my feet aren't completely flat, but my arch isn't super, super high. So I set certain goals. My goal this year is to run a 10K, and I'm going to do it. See, so I'm not looking at what is, I'm looking at what I'm going to do. I'm looking at, you know, where I'm headed. And this is what I'm talking about. And so guess what? It doesn't matter. I can get inserts for my shoes that can kind of lift my arches a little bit, which will make running a lot easier. So I think you guys get the point. The point here is to find ways to succeed. Don't find ways to fail. Don't give yourself a reason to fail. Don't accept those excuses into your own life. And don't you be the author of your own demise. You know, write a story that makes you the champion, the superstar. Hey, the power lady or the power man, powerful man. So whatever it takes, do what you need to do. But always remember these 2 wealth keys that I've given you. You reap what you sow, and we always prove ourselves right. So prove yourself right in the realm of success and start doing life with power. Hey, that's all I have for you guys today. I want you guys to enjoy this weekend. It is warming up here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I want to remind you once again, go get the free infographic, because I have a new infographic that's coming out in a few days. So you want to be sure to download the current one. They're getting better and better. I'm telling you, good subjects. And I want to remind you to check out Melinda Emerson's book, Become Your Own Boss in 12 Months. We put the links there for you. Listen to her interview, and then you can decide if you want the book. It's all good, you guys. It's great. Hey, do life with power.